Macmillan Audio presents Mainspring by Joseph E. Lake, Jr. Read for you by William DeFries.
One. The angel gleamed in the light of Hethor's reading candle, bright as any brasswork automaton. The young man clutched his threadbare coverlet in the irrational hope that the quilted cotton scraps could shield him from whatever power had invaded his attic room. Trembling, he closed his eyes. His master, the clockmaker Franklin Bodine, had taught Hethor to listen to the mechanisms of their work, but he had always found that he could listen to life, too. Hethor heard first and always his own breathing, even now heavy and slow, despite his burgeoning sense of fear. The old house on New Haven's King George III Street creaked as it always did. A horse clopped past outside, buggy wheels rattling along with the echo of hooves on cobbles. Great steam-driven foghorns echoed over Long Island Sound. The new electric lamps lighting the street outside hissed and popped. Underneath the noises of the city lay the ticking of Master Bodine's clocks, and under that, if he listened very hard, the rattle of the world's turning. But there was no one in the room with him. No one else drew breath. No floorboard creaked. No strange smells either. Merely his own familiar sweat, the hot tallow scent of his candle, the oils of the house, wood and machine, and a ribbon of salt air from the nearby sea. Was this a dream? I am alone. He said it as something between a prayer and the kind of spell he used to try to cast in the summer woods when he was a boy, calling on Indian lore and God's word and dark magic from the southern earth and the timeless power of stone walls and spreading oaks. Finally, Hethor opened his eyes. The angel was still there. It no longer seemed made of brasswork. Rather, it looked almost human, save for the height, tall as his ceiling at the attic's peak, close to 7 feet. The great wings crowded the angel's back to sweep close across its body like a cloak, feathers white as a swan. Its skin was pale as Hethor's own, but the face was narrow, shaped like the nib of a fountain pen, with a pointed chin and gleaming black eyes. The lines and planes of the angel's visage were sheer masterwork, finer than the statues of saints in the great churches of New Haven. Hethor held his breath, afraid to even share the air with such perfection. No dream, this, but perhaps yet a nightmare. The angel smiled. For the first time, it appeared to be more than a statue.
Greetings, Hathor Jacques.
With voice came breath, though the angel's scent was still that of a statue, cold marble and damp stone, or perhaps old metal, like a well-made clock. Hethor dropped his grip on the blanket to grab the chain around his neck and traced the wheel and gear of Christ's horror fiction.
"Greetings," he stammered, "and welcome."
Though that last was a lie, he felt he must say it.
"I am Gabriel," said the angel, "come to charge you with a duty."
"Duty?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?